Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Even 10 of the morning now, 8:49 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Soldier stops shooter at Fort Leavenworth, hitting him with his car. Sedgwick County Commission approves reopening guidelines. No penalties for noncompliance. U.S. passes a grim milestone. Now more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we had some rain this morning here in the Wichita area. We've had a lot of rain over the last couple of days. Good idea to remind everybody that when you get that much rain, sometimes a little bit more can create some flooding conditions. And remember, if you see water going all the way across the roadway, you really don't know how deep that water can be. So go ahead and turn around. Don't try and cross it. Also, if you've got the windshield wipers going, you do have to have your headlights on. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 77 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 56. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 79 degrees. Now cloudy, some scattered light rain, 64 degrees. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted. If and when a vaccination for a coronavirus is available, a sizable number of people will skip it.
This is House Call for Health. Less than half of all Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine if one were available. This, according to a study from the Associated Press NORC Center. Analysts surveyed 1,056 people from May 14th through the 18th and found only 49% of the country would get vaccinated if it was an option. 31% are on the fence, while 20% completely rule out the idea, saying they're uncertain about the safety of such a new vaccine.
To get a COVID-19 vaccine within a year or two causes me to fear that it won't be widely tested as to side effects.
That's a poll respondent in Colorado. But on the other hand, this man in Texas says,
as a father who takes care of his family, I think, you know, it's important for me to get vaccinated as soon as it's available to better protect my family.
Health experts believe there needs to be transparency about the creation of medicines to help squash fears. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Wednesday, extending the market's gains into a third day. Despite a choppy day of trading, the S&P gained 1.5% and finished above the 3,000-point mark for the first time since early March, gaining 44 points. The Dow crossed above 25,000 points, where it hasn't closed since March, gaining 553 points. Financial, industrial, and healthcare stocks accounted for a big slice of the gains. The NASDAQ closed up 72 points. Boeing is reducing its workforce. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Boeing company starting its U.S. layoffs. Company expected to trim about 10% of its global workforce. In a memo to employees Wednesday, the company said it was notifying the first 6,800 domestic workers that will be laid off as part of a downsizing plan to cut 16,000 people worldwide. The cause, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Puget Sound Business Journal reporting that workers at the company's manufacturing hub in Seattle would begin receiving pink slips this week. A local disaster response company plans to build a $3 million headquarters in Wichita. Advanced Catastrophe Technologies is based in Bel Air. The company plans to build a new corporate headquarters near K96 in Hoover. Company president and CEO Christian Wiley says business has been good during the COVID-19 pandemic. The company provides emergency planning, recovery, and reconstruction services to more than 6,000 customers in the U.S. and in Canada. And the city of Newton has a new manager. Newton City Commission hired Kelly McElroy to take the job permanently. McElroy was in the city manager's role on an interim basis. She's been assistant city manager and development director since 2016. She takes over for Bob Myers, who retired at the end of 2019. McElroy's contract runs through 2021 with an annual base salary of $135,000. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Hamburger Day.
Oh, man.
Wrapping up National Burger Month. This ushers in the grilling season formally now. World's largest hamburger prepared September 2nd, 2012 in Carlton, Minnesota by Black Bear Casino Resort. It weighed 2,014 pounds.
Holy moly.
It was not a quarter pounder. It was a full tonner. There you go. That's over a ton.
Yeah.
Last night, coincidentally, and this is coincidentally, last night, my wife cooked up her cheeseburgers for my grandkids, my daughter.
Nice.
And it was tasty, very tasty. And it brought, every year when we bring this up, I always ask, how do you dress your buns? And I'm going with, if nothing else, I'm going with onion, pickle, and mustard all. Like, and I can
okay.
How about you? What do you think here, Bill?
No ketchup for you?
Oh, no. No, sacrilegious. That's like ketchup on a hot dog. Terrible.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't
I agree
do that.
With you there.
Yeah. Mm.
So what, ketchup, maybe a little Miracle Whip on there.
Oh,
that does it for me.
Really? Well, Ted, Ted's just very simple with his. Right, Ted? Nothing.
Cheese only, butter toasted bun. The end.
There you go. There?
The butter toasted bun is a nice touch.
Mm. You say that burger was 2,000 pounds?
Yeah, 2,000 pounds.
Yeah. I bet there's one place where you could get that in Wichita.
Where's that?
Oh, yeah. About 29th on Arkansas.
Charcoal grill, baby.
Charcoal grill.
That's the top of my list.
Fix one up.
That's where Ted likes to go, the charcoal grill.
That's a good place.
The number five, medium well, charcoal grill.
Number five, you have the menu is memorized?
Double cheese.
It's the Ted burger.
The number five, man.
Why don't they just call it the Ted burger?
I wish.
That'd be nice. All right, gentlemen, Hamburger Day. Everybody celebrate. Thank you. Coming up here at the top of the hour with Steve and Ted and on KNSS, we have our news at 9 o'clock this morning. U.S. passes a grim milestone in the pandemic. We'll tell you about that coming up. Also, just ahead of Glenn Beck on the way. Keep it here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
You have a plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.